add to the list of top executives getting sweetheart deals, the University of California. A new investigation of pay practices at the university finds lucrative benefits handed out to higher ups. And those hefty benefits going to chancellors, deans, and others were never disclosed, as NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
State auditors studied the 100 most highly paid UC executives and found a pattern of exceptions to the rules. Deputy Auditor Steve Henriksen says over the course of years, these secret side deals often added up to big bucks.
A dean was simply overpaid $130,000. This was clearly a violation.
Other employees got extra money for housing.
There's a $53,000 limit to the housing allowance. Well, in this case, the university allowed $220,000 almost over the limit.
There were fat life insurance policies, improper sabbatical credits, unearned severance packages, and retirement accounts. All the while, the university was raising tuition, a fact that upsets many state lawmakers, including Assemblymember Pedro Nava.
I think we've gone past disappointment. There are a number of us that are just plain angry.
So far, no one's been fired, but lawmakers are demanding accountability. This is the fourth in a series of audits that detail troubling pay practices at the nation's biggest public university system. UC officials say they're determined to fix the problem. UC Regent Joanne Cosberg says this latest embarrassment shows just how pervasive the violations are.
We need to turn it around now, and we need to ensure that our processes are completely transparent all the way through to the regents and then disclosed to the public.
A final report, the university's own audit of its compensation system, is due out later this month. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.